Commitment comes from the soul. What are you committed to? Committed? Commitment? What are we talking about? I was in the wisdom course some 20 years ago. The leader asked us to open a new page in our notebook and draw a vertical line in the middle, separating the page into two columns. In the left column, he said, write down what you are committed to. In the right column, write down the actions you take regularly in those commitments. If the right side doesn't match the left side, cross out the left side. Left side is all talk. Right side is reality. The exercise ended in him saying, you are not committed to any of the things you say you are committed to. I see that in my practice, and honestly, I even see this in my own life. Even though I should know better. What? Yeah. Even me. So let's talk about commitment, and let's first redefine it so it is not just talk, that it's real. Actually, let me take a side turn here. And talk about something that belongs here. All this talk for or against masks, and vaccines, it is all talk. And ineffective at that. And lowers the talker's vibration. Makes absolutely no difference. I would call that passive-aggressive, but I read on Google, it means something else. But we do want to name it somehow, so let's call it inauthenticity. Someone with a standard they hold other people to but they themselves don't live by. Someone with a very low integrity level. Someone who puts their attention to where it can't change anything, and not attend to where their actions can be 100% productive, themselves. What belongs to them? I read some of Dr. Schultz's newsletter this morning. He says some good things. He says, you can heal yourself of anything. Just stop doing what makes you sick. And start doing what will create powerful health. All inside responsibility. But he is also angry. Hateful. And that he oversees. Anger, hate, are all lowering your health, and lowering your vibration. They did for him. His vibration now is a puny 170. He didn't make his billions with a low vibration like that. Okay, back on track. What is commitment in this work of taking humanity to human being level? Commitment, just like integrity and responsibility, cannot be forced upon you. It is an inside job. There are declared and undeclared commitments. All come from within. Declared commitments are the ones that you speak, and are willing, maybe even eager for others to see. Undeclared commitments are not pretty, and you hide them, but they are really powerful poison. Everybody has them. Some more, some less. You only know what someone's commitments are, declared or undeclared, if you ignore what they say, and watch what they do. You also need to ignore what they buy. Many people buy stuff but they don't use it. Many people even buy DNA adjustment, activation, and then act diligently against it. Occasionally, as a test, I do some work for people without their knowledge. I adjusted the DNA of my downstairs neighbors, a couple. I live in a two-family house. They had spent 6 months being quiet as a mouse. I adjusted their predatory genes and I adjusted their baby genes and permission gene. I am not sure I can adjust responsibility. But almost instantly I noticed a change. He plays music, she laughs, they laugh. Suddenly I can hear that people live there. They may have had a commitment to survive, now they seem to have a commitment to live. They are young, just out of college. If you have been living long enough with messed up genes, if you have been living long enough with undeclared commitment to be a loser, or sick, or need other people, or hate and anger, the DNA change is a real confront to your identity. You may give lip service to wanting to be successful. To make something of yourself, but when we look at the right side of the paper, no actions prove that that was a real commitment. On the other hand, lots of actions, including inaction, shows that you are committed to being miserable, small, pitiful, and justified being angry and hateful. The biggest issue is, when you look inside, what is bigger, the desire to be right, or the desire to be happy? Undeclared commitment is on the side of death and destruction. I know this intimately. I used to have an undeclared commitment to be sick. It started when I watched my mother take care of my older brother when he was sick. Cook special for him, and things like that. So promptly I got sick too. But he didn't do the same thing for me. So I got sicker. And sicker and sicker. And if I hadn't done this work, I would still do this. Expecting to be taken care of, even no one has ever done that. Silly? Hell yeah. You may have an undeclared commitment to be poor. Unsuccessful, like your homies. Or fat. Or someone who can't. Integrity is an inside job. You need to resolve it with yourself. I am fine if you resolve to be sick, or unsuccessful, or a hapless idiot, if you are fine with it. But please look again, Is it really what you are committed to? Commitment is on the side of life. And life wants more life. That is the definition of life. That it wants more life. Growth. Expansion. Aliveness. One self wants what life wants. The other self wants whatever it wants. And the two are at odds. Low integrity results. You may want to consider siding with life. Unless you really enjoy being called names in your face or behind your back. Names that you don't want to own. But they are accurate. So what should you do? This is a great opportunity to use those clasps I recommend in an article. Make a list of what you think you are committed to, and then muscle test with the clasp if it is true. And then write some more things, things you could be committed to. And do it until you find at least one thing that tests yes. It may be something weird. But hey, some of the most famous people committed to something totally weird, and they organize their lives around it. Warren Buffett is a great example of that. Don't you think investing in wealth isn't weird for a 7-year-old? When I look what I am committed to, look the way I suggest that you look, muscle testing. I can see that I am not committed to my health. I am not committed to be fit. I am not committed to living long. Hey, it is what it is. I am, on the other hand, committed, passionately committed to experimenting, and coming up new things to see. Whether it is useful for anyone or not. I am a mad scientist. Through and through. And with COVID, my hair is in sync with this, it is long and it is a lot like Einstein's. Another mad scientist. I don't know if this was useful to you. It could be, but if you are committed to be mildly interested, this probably wasn't very interesting. I have been, I notice, been committed to not have emotions dictate my mood, my behavior, my life. To allow things to be what they are, and remain neutral. I think human DNA, the DNA of the original design, is emotionless. Emotions are the result of meanings. Meanings that are made up, from the past, from incomplete data, from BS. And they lower your vibration. Or keep it low. They make you ineffective, fighting windmills, ghosts, demons, instead of living. Tomorrow, on my Friday podcast, I'll discuss this in detail with Bonnie. Commitments. Declared and undeclared. You can get the recording of that call for a puny $3.65. The price of a large latte at Starbucks. I have a 60 to 90 minute long meaty conversation with Bonnie, a doctor, every week, where I use this unique format to help you master the language and the distinctions that allow you to be astute, powerful, and effective in life. Get the commitment call. https://www.yourvibration.com/commitment-call. The call is delivered to my mobile app. It does have a desktop version, so don't hesitate to ask for the link. But no matter what, you have to register to my mobile app. The desktop version is connected to that.